Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
NFL Draft tomorrow night. First round. Man, we remember it this time last year as we were getting ready for the NFL Draft in our city. And little did we know how incredible that atmosphere would be for the next 3 days in downtown Nashville. A little bit different dynamic this go around here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Anna Isaacson, who is the NFL Senior Vice President of Social Responsibility, is indeed on the line with us. And Anna, we are in unfamiliar times. We're doing radio shows from our homes. A lot of people are working from home. We're practicing social distancing, and times are different, and it's not going to be any – and that holds true for what's going on in the National Football League. We've never seen what we're about to experience tomorrow night. So what have those meetings been like heading up to this point?
Well, thanks for having me on, and it's certainly different. I'm coming to you live from my parents' basement in Brooklyn, New York. That's the situation we all find ourselves in. Moved back in at home, in my childhood home for the time being. And that's what we're all doing, and that's where you can expect to see the commissioner tomorrow, from his basement as well. And, you know, it's going to be a fully remote virtual draft, unlike anything we've seen or done before. But we're all in, and, you know, we're excited. It's been a intense and a crazy month of changing plans and moving things around and technology tests. But, you know, I think it's going to be exciting, and it's going to provide people with hopefully a break and a little respite, and obviously some football.
We've all learned a lot about Zoom, right, during these times. A lot of Zoom calls, whether it's meetings or we're certainly doing that on, you know, at our radio station and this show. Sometimes after shows we get on Zoom calls and talk about things, but the Titans did that this week with their general manager John Robinson and their head coach Mike Vrabel to the media. They've been doing that. That's how they've been holding press conferences. And we got a look the other day firsthand of what John Robinson's home office looks like and the setup for this draft. And they've talked about them doing some trial runs, you know, kind of some I guess it would be like in preparation for a concert, a band, you know, warming up and doing what they do before a concert. So how has that been with all the teams around the league?
Well, listen, there has been an incredible amount of work being done and preparations being taken. There are redundancies after redundancies. Our technology, our IT department has been leading this from the start. We are in constant communication with the 32 clubs. We've got you know, over 100 feeds that are going to be coming into the homes from everyone from commissioner, 57 draft prospects, head coaches, general managers, college football coaches, fans. And so just you can imagine that the amount of prep and that has gone on, honestly, over the last couple of weeks and in particular this week to make sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
We're talking to Anna Isaacson. And we are getting prepared for the NFL draft, and you can imagine the league office, what they're doing there. Anna is the NFL Senior Vice President of Social Responsibility. So, Anna, let's talk about the draft-a-thon promotion that you guys will have going on while the draft is happening. I heard the commissioner this morning on ESPN talking about this very thing. It sounds very exciting.
Thank you. We're extremely excited about it. You know, the NFL family already has donated more than $76 million to COVID relief efforts. And the draft-a-thon, which is now live online, you can go there now and see it at nfl.com/relief. But it's really going to be a three-day virtual fundraiser where you see, you know, players, celebrities, legends going on talking about the work they've been doing in the community fighting this pandemic. And, you know, for fans who can give and are able to contribute, we're asking you to do so. We've got six great nonprofit partners that are on board as the beneficiaries for this draft-a-thon, and we've got an entire live stream kicking off an hour before the draft tomorrow night. that you can watch on, you know, just about every channel, whether it's Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or NFL.com, where it will be literally a companion program to the television broadcast, where you can watch the draft-a-thon essentially live and have a more casual conversation about football and a release effort. So we are extremely excited. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this. You know, we've had telethons before at other really difficult times in our history, whether that's 9/11 or Hurricane Katrina. This is obviously different, and this won't be your traditional telethon by any means. Nobody's going to be sitting in a room answering phone calls, but it will be the backdrop of the draft. You'll obviously have football going on, but at the same time, we're going to be trying to do a lot of good for the people out there who are suffering.
You know, it's a concept that I guess was probably foreign to all of us, you know, 20, 25 years ago. But as social media has come along, you have the opportunity to do this. But it's almost, Anna, if I'm getting this right, it's almost as if you're watching the draft along with a Rich Eisen or a Deion Sanders or some of the names that are listed here that are going to be a part of this.
Absolutely, right? I mean, you know, if you're watching the television broadcast, or if you're watching ABC or NFL Network or ESPN, you're obviously going to be seeing the picks in football, but you will also see the draft-a-thon, right? You will see it come to life in player shout-outs, in vignettes from our six beneficiary partners. You'll see it, you know, the commissioner will reference it up top at the draft. There'll be a ticker on the bottom showing you where to go to donate. And then, to your point, there will be this whole other live stream that on your second screen you'll be able to watch with Rich Eisen and Deion Sanders and a whole bunch of other celebrities and football stars, nonprofit partners, et cetera, who will essentially be watching the draft like we will be, you know, talking about it casually and, again, hoping to raise some money.
And this is going to be fun because it's not – I look at the names that are going to be involved here, but it's not just current and former NFL great players. There's some celebrities involved. I see Kevin Hart is on the list, and so – it's going to have a variety of subjects that are going to be talked about, I'm sure.
You're going to definitely see a wide variety of people come on. You know, we are lucky to have a very broad and diverse fan base. And so people are interested in the draft. They want to talk about it. And, of course, they want to contribute. They want to help. You know, I think all of us are looking for things that we can do to give back at this time, right? We want to, you know, give of ourselves where we can. And so I think, you know, it hasn't actually been that hard to get amazing people to come on, because I think everybody's in a position where they want to help.
You know, I was thinking about that, you know, what that must have been like for somebody like yourself and your team to coordinate this. It's a great spirit, right, that a lot of these guys and gals are showing that they want to contribute, and they didn't hesitate to want to be a part of that.
No, exactly. I mean, I can't speak enough to, first of all, how much collaboration has taken to pull this off across the league in a very short time, right? We had tremendous plans laid in place for Vegas, and like we did last year in Nashville. And so pivoting and really figuring out a way to get this done and do something that we've never done before from a charitable and community perspective, everybody's in. And just to see our partners, our sponsors, our licensees, the clubs, players, celebrities really join us and collaborate with us on us to really have a moment of unity for the country has just been tremendous to see.
Anna Isaacson is with us from the National Football League, and I know the event hasn't taken place yet, and you try and learn something every year. This is obviously going to be unique. So looking at this from a positive standpoint, how beneficial will it be for the league to stop and take a step back and maybe see what they have learned from having to go through this process that could possibly be used down the road?
I think you're right. I think there's going to be tremendous learnings. I think there's going to be learnings across the board, right? Not only from this draft, but everything that we've all gone through as a league, as an organization the last 6 weeks, and as a country. I think you'll see tons of changes, and I think we're only starting now to really think about what are we going to look like when this is over, and how are we going to move forward from here in a really productive and you know, amazing way, but with a new and different sensibility about us. And so, you know, I think one of the positives to come from this is the fact that we are closer as an NFL team, as a family, as employees, really caring about each other, and really seeing this draft and how it comes together as sort of a win for all of us. And a way that we can really bring people together and try to unify and inspire in a really dark time. And, you know, that's what we're hoping for.
Do you all with the NFL get the sense that through all of this, with no sports, I mean, the NBA, the NHL, everybody paused their seasons, that you guys have kind of been, as you just said, that bright light through a dark time, not only with this event with the draft, but free agency? I mean, it's given us something to look forward to and talk about.
I think that we have been, you know, listen, everyone is being affected in different ways, right? Every league is being impacted differently. We were in a position where we weren't in season, we were in the off season, and so that afforded us the opportunity to do a few different things. I think we're really careful, and we want to be sensitive, and we want to make sure that we're adhering to every guideline and standard that's set by the medical community and government officials. But we also want to make sure that we're still offering our fans an opportunity to take a breath if they want it and they need it, and you know, get some levity and entertainment if that's what they're seeking. And I think we're fortunate to be in a position to be able to do that, and at the same time contribute back to the communities that need it the most.
And as we wrap this up, while it's exciting and it's going to be fascinating to watch, how are the nerves for everybody behind the scenes on how this is going to play out? Going to be?
Listen, I can only speak for myself, and I haven't been sleeping that well. But, you know, I think I feel a lot of pressure, right? I think I want this to be great. I want to do something that's unifying and brings people together. And I think we want to raise money where we can. And I think we all feel a responsibility, no matter what our role is. I know for me personally, doing social responsibility, I feel that tremendously at times of tragedy and hardship and disaster in the country, you know, a real desire to want to make a difference and give back. And so this is a platform to do that. And it's a pretty big one. And I hope we maximize it.
Yeah, well, just so you know, we're certainly thinking about you guys up in New York and everything you've gone through. Continue to be safe, and it's going to be fun to watch, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Stay safe.
All right, that is Anna Isaacson, NFL Senior Vice President of Social Responsibility, NFL Draft, Round 1, tomorrow night. All the action right here on 102.5 The Game. We'll come back final hour. We kick things off with Chris Mason. On the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.